time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And obviously, living a healthy lifestyle includes the longevity of your years. But what happens if you are somebody that has several years under their belt, but hasn't really gotten the grasp of exercising? And this is something that I am faced with all the time. In fact, just this morning, I had a call with somebody who was expressing to me how thankful she was that she started my program later in life, because she thought that she was not able to lose weight into her 60s. And this is an interesting thought that we're all faced with as we age, because of the misinformation that we are often dealt through the media, or just through hearsay, as people assume that age often brings us the inability to better our health. But interestingly, as we go into our older years, this is when we need to pay attention to our health and our wellness even more, because as we age, we lose the ability to balance. We increase the number of instances in which we fall. We lose the percentage of muscle mass that we have. And in a sense, this is a time in which we do have more time on our hands. We go into retirement. We have time to spend at the gym or going for walks. And this is a time for us to put forth an increased effort to make ourselves healthier. So what is the holdup? Well, adults oftentimes will blame the aches and pains of aging as a reason for not wanting to pursue exercise. And I understand that. If you are somebody that is feeling achy, feeling tired, fatigued, or have some injuries, aching bones, arthritic joints, you might not think that exercise is the solution to your problems. But research will show, and experience will show, that the more you move your body, the less you will feel those aches and pains. Age is often used as a reason to not work out. And I'm gonna clarify something. We use a lot of things as reasons to not work out, but age is definitely amongst one of them, especially if you're somebody that has never exercised before. An exercise program can boost your health and your ability, no matter what your age is. And it can also help lower the risk of problems such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. As always, no matter what your age, you should consult your physician before starting an exercise program. And certainly, you should get yourself acclimated to an exercise environment before diving into it. So what is it that we know about exercise? Well, first off, we do know that we are composed of lean muscle mass. And we do know that around the age of 20, we peak at this muscle mass. Now, sadly, once we get into the 20s, 25, into 30, we start losing muscle mass. In fact, for every decade that we age, we lose approximately 5% of our muscle mass. So what is to happen to somebody that doesn't exercise? Well, the increase of loss in muscle mass will become amplified. So the aerobic capacity of somebody also will decrease. So the aerobic capacity is what our lungs are breathing, our heart pumping. These are all advantages to exercise. So I want to be clear. When I say aerobic, I don't necessarily mean that you should be running up and down stairs, doing plyometric jumps, running 5Ks, or doing really aggressive type exercises. Anything that gets your heart pumping is considered aerobic activity. Aerobic capacity is anything that is creating oxygen delivery to your heart. And so that's what you have to remember. So those of you that are going up a flight of stairs with some groceries and get to the top and you feel that, that's delivery of oxygen to your heart. That is aerobic capacity. And so the more we exercise, the less we feel that stress on our heart, making it easier to get through daily activities such as carrying up a bag of groceries or laundry. Balance. This is a really, really big one. And if you are somebody that is older, 55 or older, you have probably already noticed the decline of balance. This is not just your age. Balance, as we age, our ability of balance decreases. This makes falls much more likely. It is likely that you will fall due to the loss of muscle. So incorporating an activity in your day that includes balancing exercises, or just even exercises where you are on your feet and you are bending over, standing up straight, bringing your arms above your head, lowering them slowly, will increase your capacity to balance, thus decreasing your chances of falling. And I'm sure you all know elderly people who fall, and what comes after a fall is usually an injury. So as you can see here, the increase of exercise will decrease your chances of injuries as well. So this leads me to my next one, bone density. We lose the amount of bone density that we have as we age as well. Women, I know, have to go get their bone density checked after a certain age, and osteoporosis does set in. This is something that we cannot help, although exercise will improve your bone density. Nutrition will improve your bone density. So including this, your bone density will peak and increase if you include regular exercises into your routine. Our peak of bone density is at the age of 20. Now, if you do go get a bone density test, the way that they grade you on this test, they actually give you numbers. And these numbers all seem very, very foreign. But if you were to go online or ask your doctor, the way that these numbers are projected is they actually grade you by the years of age that your bone density is at. So I'm 52 years old. I'm proud to say that my bone density was that of somebody that was in their 30s. And I really do attribute that to all of the exercise that I've done over the years. On that same note, somebody might look at the amount of exercise that I've done and assume that it would be harmful to my body, harmful to my bones. But because I have done it properly, it's actually increased my bone density. It's increased my muscle mass. It's increased my balance. So the point here is you want to include a program that is right for you. All right. So what exactly does exercise encompass? Well, going back to PE 101, I'm going to break this down for you. Exercise includes three main components: endurance, strength, and believe it or not, flexibility. We always leave out that flexibility, and it's actually the easiest one to incorporate. It's actually the most pleasant one to incorporate. So let's start with endurance. Older adults can safely include endurance exercises. Endurance is the ability for you to continue on an activity with stamina. So often I hear people of older generations say to me that they're concerned about going on vacation. They're concerned about even a trip to the zoo with grandchildren. They're worried about their stamina. They're worried about being able to walk for a longer amount of time. If you're somebody that's in this boat, if you're somebody that's concerned about being able to walk for 10, 15, 20 minutes or an hour, there's only one way to improve this. Your body has an amazing ability to get stronger each and every day, no matter your age, no matter your capabilities. If you're somebody that's feeling very weak right now and you have convinced yourself that you are unable to walk a mile, you are absolutely unable to walk a mile until you build yourself up to it. So my advice is, my suggestion is to start small. Ease into it. Don't feel that if you are going on vacation, if you have a big trip to Italy planned or to Las Vegas, and you know there's going to be a lot of walking, start small. Start by going for little walks around the block, perhaps even just walks around the grocery store. You are going to improve your endurance by adding the amount of time to your walks each and every day. Now, those of you that might be avid walkers, that perhaps want to increase the duration or increase the pace of walking, all you have to do is pick up the amount of time that you're doing or increase the pace in which you're walking. And be very cognizant of doing that, because you will notice that with your endurance will come a faster pace as well. And I've had many, many people do this along with the program as well. Okay, strength. It's not just aging that makes people lose muscle. One of the other main reasons that people lose muscle mass is because they stop exercising completely. They stop moving. Just the other day, I went to go get my hair done, and my hairstylist was telling me how frustrating it is as we get older, we go into menopause, and our metabolisms change. Well, right away, that just triggered me into one of my big talks, and I made it very clear to her. I said, yes, you are correct. We do get older. Yes, our metabolisms change. However, you can't argue this next fact. When we get older, we slow down. Take a look at any elementary school child, any high school child, any college-aged person, even somebody in their 20s or 30s. They are on the go. They are at work. They come home. They zip out the door off to their next activity. They move, move, move. They come home. They throw down their bag, and then they're off to the next thing. As we get older, we see less and less of that. For every decade that we age, we become more and more inclined to sit on the couch. These are calories that we aren't burning anymore. As we aren't burning calories, we also aren't stimulating our muscles. And so therefore, we are losing muscle mass. So this is going to compound over the years to us having less strength, less muscle mass, therefore less balance, and it's going to eventually compound into years and years and years of making a difference. So back to my easing into this, picking up a simple pair of hand weights, doing 5 minutes of a simple exercise each day is going to build that muscle fiber up that you're lacking. And I know that seems like not much, especially if you're somebody that has a history of strength training. If you're somebody that maybe is in their 50s or 60s or 70s right now that perhaps was an athlete, you might be having a hard time wrapping your brain around how doing 5 minutes of strength training a day could possibly be helpful. But this is my suggestion. Doing 0 minutes a day certainly is not going to produce much of a result. Doing 5 minutes a day, even 3 or 4 times a week, exponentially will add up, and you will see a difference. And you will see a difference in your energy. You will see a difference in your muscle mass, and you will absolutely feel a difference when it comes down to your endurance and your strength. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I'm talking about getting into an exercise routine after a certain age. And is it too late? And so the next point of exercise that I think is very important that we often miss is flexibility. I remember back when I first got my certification for aerobics back in the day, I was stunned at the fact that flexibility is actually one of the three aspects of exercise, of fitness. And I really couldn't understand why, because in my brain and in many people's brains, we assume that exercise means lift weights, do cardio. Well, flexibility is very, very important because this enables our muscles, our tendons, our ligaments to become able to be flexible, preventing us from injury. Most people, as we get older, have knee problems. Most people, as we age, have back problems. These problems might be degenerative. Oftentimes, they are arthritic, but many times they are due to the lack of flexibility. Our tendons, our muscles are tight. Our hamstrings, this is the muscle that is behind our leg, is almost never stretched out. And so think of this as a tight rubber band that has been sitting out in the sun that has no elasticity. So now you're going to bend your back, envision yourself reaching down to grab something off the floor. With such tight hamstrings, your back is feeling very, very, very limited. You don't have that flexibility to move. So if we start including exercises to loosen up those leg muscles, to loosen up that lower back, to loosen up your spine and your neck, you're going to have the ability to reach down and tie those shoes, reach down and pick up those toys, reach over the back seat of your car and grab something that maybe you're not able to do. And furthermore, this is going to kind of creep into your balance because stretching is going to make it easier for you to move around. You are going to feel a lot less stressed in a certain posture, and this is going to help your balance and lower your risk of falls. Some basic balance exercises that can help you feel more stable are simple things. You can simply do some basic 101 yoga moves, and you can find many of these simply on YouTube. But one of my favorite things to do is simply stand on both feet, shoulder width apart, bring your arms out wide, and close your eyes, and see how long you can stand there with your eyes closed. Because as soon as you close your eyes, you lose your sense of balance. And doing that simply for 2 minutes it causes you to stimulate muscles in your legs that you normally wouldn't use. Just yesterday, I was over at the firehouse and I was doing yoga with them. And I must also add that when I first started training the Huntley Fire Department, yoga was not at all on the regimen. And this is something that they truly enjoy now because it has helped them with their flexibility. And I was with a group of members that couldn't reach their toes whatsoever. And now I have them doing downward dogs and I have them doing full on warriors. And it's really spectacular to watch a group of mostly men, and most of them are over 40, be able to pull off a lot of these maneuvers. It's let off a lot of their stress and a lot of their lower back injuries as well. So I can't talk enough about that. All right. So how do you get started? Well, first things first, start slow so you don't get hurt. Add 1 or 2 sessions a week for about 15 minutes and then slowly add duration to the 15 minutes until you are feeling comfortable. You might want to talk to your doctor, get a certified trainer or another healthcare provider that can help you create a program that will be safe and effective. A lot of places have resources, but I will tell you, if you do go to a gym, and there's a lot of gyms out there, Planet Fitness, there's a lot of inexpensive resources that you can go to that have setups that literally will talk you through each machine to make sure that you're using proper form and that you're not overdoing it. But as far as the starting slow piece, this is the best advice that I can give. Allow yourself that day off in between, because the day off is going to allow you to reflect on how your body feels. So often when we start an exercise program, no matter your age, you are no doubt going to feel amazing when you leave the gym or you leave the park or wherever you are doing your exercise program. And those endorphins are going to kick in and you're going to want to do it again. But if we continue to do it the next day without a break, we can't really assess how our bodies feel 24 hours later. And that's really important because we want to make sure that you don't overdo it. We want to make sure that your back feels okay. We want to make sure your knees feel okay. And we want to make sure that you give yourself ample recovery time in between your workouts. So as you build your routine and you are feeling comfortable, and you are now not overdoing it by flooding your schedule with too much exercise, you can slowly add more days to the duration of your plan. Because the best advice I can give you is realistic, sustainable expectations. And whether you are 25 and doing this, whether you are 35 or you are 75, the point here is you wanna create an exercise regimen in which you are looking forward to doing the exercise. Earlier today, I mentioned that I had a call with somebody who just adapted this lifestyle. When she started this, she hit the nutrition piece exclusively. About 3 months in, she started the exercise piece. Today, do you know what she said to me? She said that she actually misses the days that she doesn't exercise. She misses the exercise piece. But she also realizes that if she were to plug in exercise every single day, that it would become something that she would resent. It would be too much for her to handle on a daily basis. So that's what I call balance. You want to make sure that you are enjoying it, but you're not sabotaging your efforts. You're not going to create this dependency on it where one day you're going to wake up and decide, I don't want to do this because it's taking too much of my time. So you want it to be enjoyable. You want to see results. You want to feel results. But yet, you don't want it to become something that's taking over your life. Some of the effects that you might feel from this. Studies have shown diabetes indications will drop, heart risks will drop. If you're looking to lose weight, increasing your activity will also drop. Benefits, 52% lower risk of cardiovascular disease for those people who started out later in life. It is amazing that people aged 70 to 75 reduced their risks of heart disease and death by heart attacks into their 80s. And this is kind of an astonishing fact because more often than not, people feel that once they're into their 70s and 80s, that their path has been graved out and that they can't change what their future is as far as their heart health goes. It's never too late. And on that same note, I have clients who had never run a mile before, who started running into their 70s. And I know that that's a bit aggressive, and I'm not implying that that's something that you should do. But what I am implying is, with the findings and the correlations of how this could change the duration of your lifeline, lower the risks of diseases, improve your flexibility and your balance, adding 5 to 10 minutes a day could certainly keep the doctor away. Your stress levels will decrease. Your anxiety levels will decrease, and certainly your depression levels will decrease. And this is something that I've always preached. There is nothing that will take the edge off better than a glass of wine. I'm just kidding. There's nothing that will take the edge off better than some exercise. And this will become embedded in you. And after you exercise, you can go back to your healthy diet. And that one glass of red wine will also decrease your chances of heart disease and heart-related deaths. And finally, on final note, do something with your family, do something with your grandkids. This is something that would be so inspiring to do with your community. So if you're somebody that is feeling locked up inside, if you are feeling like you want something to do, wrap up those gym shoes, tie up those laces, buckle them up, go outside for a short but pleasant walk and start with that. Don't consider it exercise. Oftentimes when we label it exercise, it prohibits us from wanting to do it. So instead, give it a different spin. Look at it as movement. Movement will create the ability to want to move more. And if you're lacking motivation, the key is to start today. And I'm talking right now. Even if you just take a few steps around your house, just try it. Curl up some soup cans at home, or better yet, discover the joy of stretching, dancing, biking, or whatever activity you think is fun so that you don't have to call it exercise. And I guarantee you that you will love it. And the best piece of this is it will become a habit that sticks. So I hope this helps, and I hope that you become an avid exerciser today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out.